Well, good morning, good morning. I'm certified financial planner Bill Lako. I'm also joined today by Dr. Gene Hensler and Troy Harmon from our research department. Okay, all week, so I did get a couple of emailer questions that didn't have anything to do with Japan.
Wow.
But the majority of the questions, you know, it was all about Japan and the effect on the economy and the dollar versus the yen. And actually, I've got a few questions about that, so you're going to have to bust out your international finance hat, Dr. Hensler.
Well, we'll be happy to do that, but you want to talk about what went on this week besides Japan?
Absolutely.
There were other things that went on.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve met, Open Market Committee.
They did.
And what was the conclusion there?
They didn't change a thing. I know you're amazed.
Yes.
Yeah. 0 to 0.25% is still our target rate.
And they're going to be what? Generous with purchasing securities?
Right, yeah.
To keep the money supply humping, right, and stuff like that?
Right. Some of that in relation to the Japanese easing, I think they talked. But they did come out and say that they see some signs of improvement in the economy. It might be that long-term signal that they've talked about. Wouldn't expect raising rates at any
anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Nothing soon.
Housing starts came on a Wednesday, and they were unbelievably low, 479,000
right,
on an annualized basis. Now, I want to tell you, the story is, and I'm sticking to it, you need 1.2 units per year.
1.2 million.
1.2 units, I understand. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, Bill. 1.2
everybody,
million.
Everybody knows.
1.2 million units a year just to keep up with population growth and immigration.
Right.
So we are digging a hole in the sense that there's a backlog out there for new homes. Okay.
Right.
But really, really, a 22% drop from January, which sucked too.
Yeah.
And inflation is no longer way out there in the future.
We're
the new numbers.
Starting to see some, no doubt. Yeah, the producer price index is up 1.6%. I think the expectation was for 0.8%.
In February.
Yeah, in February. Well, which means who knows what's going on
12
now.
12.7% for the year. But we know.
Right,
we know,
right.
It's going to hop around.
Yeah, just for that 1 month. CPI, the consumer price index was also announced, and we had sounds awful modest, but 0.2% for the month, which is about
that's 2.5%
right
on an annualized basis
on an annual, yeah, and that's about where the Fed's target is, but that's twice what it was the prior
month.
But
actually, it rose 6%. The reality was it rose 6%. Then they take out the only two things that really matter to people,
food and energy.
Fuel to get to where you need to go and food that you eat.
6%?
5.5.
Yeah, 5.5%, including energy and food. Well, you know, the story is.
Oh, well, go ahead.
They don't tell.
Now, I live 1.2 miles from work, so it doesn't affect me as badly as other people. But go ahead.
Well, the story is that those two items are too volatile for them to count it. So it would throw the numbers off. They look for the longer term trend. Like I've mentioned before, we sat through the local Fed president's speeches and listened to the swarm of bees argument that while some of the individual bees might be doing all kind of things, we look at the overall swarm and make sure that it's not rising too high. I guess it's one of those things. You either agree with it or you consider it.
Interest rates down.
Yeah.
Across the board, people are, because of Japan and the problems,
right,
are coming to the Treasury.
Yeah, the flight to quality,
yep,
safety, whatever you want to call it. That's one of those signs.
Pretty significant, 14 and 15 basis points, which is
right,
15 one-hundredths of a percent.
Right, yeah.
Which is
a big
move.
That's really more out on the farther end. I don't see how, you know, the low end raised but less than one basis point, which is 1/100th of a percent. So you get out 2 years and beyond, and all the rates were.
Hey, if you want a 30-year treasury, you can get almost 4.5%.
So why did the yen rise against the dollar?
I don't know. I'm just going to tell you that I saw that number and I said, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
The argument is that it's repatriation of yen. A lot of these companies that are based there are bringing their earnings
home. Because they're
going
to have to repair damages and
whatnot. Right, right. Yeah,
they're bringing dollars back to buy yen.
Right.
And so the demand for yen's gone up.
Right, exactly. And that drives the worth of the yen higher. While at the same time, so what's works, really strange about it
that
is...
That works the same as stocks, not in reverse like with bonds, right?
Right, yeah. It's a demand issue. You know, there's more people trading in their dollars, more companies really trading in their dollars for yen. So the demand for yen is higher.
So it's not the reserve currency discussion I've been hearing for the last couple of days.
No, it's just falling and... if you want to talk the reserve currency, the U.S. Treasury rates... falling
reflect that
right was that reflection
right
yeah it's not that Japan's garnered any strength out of this dire situation.
Some company news: FedEx earnings fell 3%, and this is directly attributed to increase in fuel for the, for their planes and everything else like that. And they also lowered their forecast because of what's going on besides the Japanese market on that. Ross Stores, which, if you're not familiar with, is sort of a discount. There's another competitor, I'm not thinking of the name of it, but they're the ones who buy up tail end lots of things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they had higher profits. Berkshire Hathaway went out and bought Lubrizol, which we own.
Yeah, in our small mid portfolio, it got a 28% increase overnight, basically. Friday.
We like those kind of
things,
don't we?
We absolutely do. Closed around 104.
Did you sell Lubrizol?
We sold Lubrizol.
Well, we pulled out our elephant gun and shot Lubrizol.
That's right. Here's the deal. And somebody asked me, well, don't you think that Warren Buffett is good for the money? And I told him absolutely. But when you announce a deal for $135 a share and the price goes to $134 and change and you've got to wait until September, why not take your money, invest it somewhere else, and allow it to grow more than $1, which is less than 1% on $135.
And we could get that somewhere.
We could dump it in a bond if we had to, but, you know, exactly. We hope.
And I put off the worst to last, okay? The market.
Yeah, S&P. Now, I tell you what, it's an indication.
Did we get a full 10% pullback yet?
No.
So we still haven't had a 10% pullback in a year, right?
Yeah, I don't think we got the full 10. Market's up on today, the day of recording, Thursday,
right?
By over 1% at the time we're talking about this. But from the 10th of March until today, the S&P 500 fell basically 2% before the open this morning.
Really? That's all?
Well,
S&P 500. We had a couple of days that were down 2%.
Yeah, it's fluctuated, but in that 10-day span.
Oh, 10 days. Okay.
Less than 10 days. It's like this week, basically.
Okay. All right.
The market is down 2%. And I'm talking like impact from Japan.
I got you.
Okay. What's strange, and this is what seems odd to me, is that markets seem out of whack because the large cap non-volatile stocks are down 2% while mid caps are down 1%. Just strange. You would expect it to be. There's a lot of things that aren't making much sense.
I think it's lack of information.
You looked up the number. Have we had a 10% decline?
No, we have not. From peak to trough, peak started, looks like, back in February. We've only got a 6.4% decline.
I may be wrong here because it happens all the time. Just ask my wife. But I don't believe we've had a 10% decline in over a year. And in general terms,
I don't think so.
I think you're right.
In general terms, you have a 10% decline at least once a year.
Right.
And what I think people don't understand is that type of decline doesn't just materialize. There's usually some kind of shock to the system,
right?
Or some scare or some whatever that causes it to decline, and then everybody wakes up and says, "Oh, you know, life still goes on."
And you think about all the terrible things that have gone on
just in the last month.
You know, in terms of Libya and
Egypt, now Saudi Arabia,
Bahrain, and then this terrible catastrophe in Japan. It's unbelievable that the market's only down 6%.
Right. I think what you're finding is the offsetting economic news and recovery news is probably having a bit of a positive effect on that otherwise huge negative.
Well, Europe and all over the place.
I mean, I do want to come back to the Japan thing, but I just want people to put this in perspective. So generally, three times a year, you'll have a 5% correction or
correct.
More. Once a year, you generally get 10%.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Look, we're due. It hadn't happened yet, so the longer we go without it, the more likely we're going to be to get it. Now,
it's not that it's predictive. It's just that
that's
people,
the average.
That people should just understand that's what happens in the stock market.
Right.
People have gotten brutalized over the last 10 years much more than, quote, normal. So we're not going to say, hey, you're lucky you have any 5%ers or 6%ers or 10%ers, because they've had 40s and 30s
right,
you know, for over the last 10 years.
Yeah, 2008 we had 54%.
Well,
it was rough.
All right, well, listen, we're going to stop here. It's been a slice of heaven. If you need help during the week, you can reach us 770-429-9166. You can always email us at drgene@hensler.com. Slice of heaven. We'll see you next week. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.